Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Royals, though. Yesterday, they lose to the Minnesota Twins. Brady Singer got the start. And so let's talk about Brady Singer, because I think that's the biggest storyline out of the loss, other than the playoff implications, like every game now has the rest of the way, where you're back to being five back in the division. The Guardians get a win yesterday.
Sure, right back where you started.
Red Sox win in extra innings, unfortunately, yesterday. So it wasn't the great day that you were hoping it could be for the Royals. And he had a meltdown inning, he being Brady Singer, in the second inning. There's two outs. There are two outs, and all of a sudden...
And nobody on.
Yeah.
Then he walked one guy, and it all went downhill from there.
All of a sudden, the Twins have six runs on the board, yeah. And the Royals were never able to come back. Look, Brady Singer, I think the perception around him gets skewed based off of what Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo have done. I this is an honest question. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off here. And the text line, you guys can text in. What do we, and we collectively as I guess Royals fans, then, for you guys listening, what do we expect from Brady Singer on a nightly basis? Because last night, That second inning was horrific, right? There's two outs. All of a sudden, the Twins have six runs on the board. He was brutal. Ends up still getting to the fifth, which is not what you're wanting whatsoever. He didn't give you a chance to win last night's game. We all agree. Nobody's defending that. But I saw, like, I was messaged multiple times from people last night about how they view him the entire season. Do I have to remind people that he is the third starter on this team, and that prior to last night, he had gone three out of his last five into the seventh inning and actually finished the seventh inning. I had someone message me last night, Cody, saying, "Yeah, Brady Singer, he just never makes it to the seventh inning. What, has he gone to the seventh inning one time?"
That's just not accurate.
Flat out untrue. Three out of the last five outings, he pitched through seven innings. So we can say, yes, last night was unacceptable. It was not good enough. Plain and simple, nobody's arguing. But he is still top 20 in innings pitched in all of baseball, and he's your third starter. And go through each of the other contenders in the American League in particular. Tell me how many of their third starters are any better than Brady Singer. I would argue Brady's better than most teams' third starter.
Almost every team in baseball. I went through just the teams above them in the standings. So I just went through the Yankees and Guardians and Phillies and Twins. I just went through the teams that are above them in the standings. And by the way, there aren't that many. There are only like five teams, six teams in all of baseball who have a better record than the Royals. So I went through every single one of those teams. Brady Singer might be the best third starter in baseball. So what I don't, like, I think this always comes off, and this is where you and I kind of get frustrated sometimes. I'm not excusing his bad outing. Brady Singer, I wouldn't say stunk last night, but he had one really bad inning. And occasionally, he has had a propensity to not be able to stop the big inning from happening. Honestly, that might be his single biggest flaw as a starter at this point, is when things unravel for Brady Singer, as in, you know, you just make the play. Renfro doesn't slip on his ass, throw on the ball. He spiked the ball. He didn't slip on his ass. Spiked the ball coming out of right field. He makes the throw. Hunter Renfro has made 9 times, 50 times this season. That guy's out at home. We might talk about what an outing from Brady Singer. He finished with 9 strikeouts, only pitched a little over 5 innings. It might be different. But I'm also not going to sit here on this show and pretend like Brady Singer stinks. That is disingenuous. That is just not true. Brady Singer has had a tremendous year. And I encourage you to do the same thing I did. I'm not going to give you the stats for all of them because you're going to get bored when I start telling you, this guy's 10-7 with a 4.1. I'm not doing that. But I'm telling you, I went through everyone's third starter. And if you think the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Guardians or the Twins or the Yankees have some miracle cure at third starter that is the reincarnation of Greg Maddux, you are wrong. Brady Singer is a high quality, not just good, high quality third starter in baseball. And he's had a very good year. He had a bad night. And I don't, you know, like, I'm not going to excuse that away. He had a bad night when they needed a good night.
And that's what I think ultimately that's what it is. That's where the frustration probably is from either, I don't want to say every single Royals fan. Certainly social media usually is actually the minority. It's, you know, it's a very small representation of a fan base and things like that. So you have to be careful with just basing it off of what people are saying on Twitter or whatever, right? It's a select group of people. There's a lot of groupthink that happens during Royals games or any sporting event for any team, by the way, in any market, when it comes to X or whatever it may be. And so I'm trying to separate the two. So I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was someone on Twitter. I don't know if it was a show yesterday, maybe on this station. I don't know that pushed out and people were ready to pounce. Like people were ready.
They were frothing at the mouth to bury Brady Singer.
In the second inning yesterday, when the blow up inning happened, and it has happened throughout his career, not denying that. But when it happened, people were ready to pounce. And I think a lot of it is we know these games are so massive and every pitch, every inning is so crucial. We're all watching it so closely because this team is in the thick of a pennant chase and they're occupying a wild card spot. We know it's a huge series against Minnesota, who entering last night was only a half game up.
And now you're 2-6 on them in the season. You've already lost a season series.
So I think it's just the frustration, the pressure, right? The intensity of what this is from a viewership and listenership, and everybody cares, which is a great thing. But the notion of like that, the highlighting of like good versus bad teams. Yeah. The numbers are the numbers. It's true that Brady Singer has given up 30 earned runs in what, 40 innings or whatever, in teams that we would look at have likely positioned themselves to make the playoffs versus 14 earned runs in 90 innings versus teams that are viewed as non-playoff teams likely this season. So has he been better against non-playoff teams perceived? Not sure.
Yes.
Now, I haven't gone through to see what those splits are like for a lot of the other pitchers. I'm going to guess that they are better against bad teams. Maybe not to the extreme. But I don't know what the realistic, are we being realistic with what we should expect from the third starter on a baseball team? Like that we're,
the answer is yes.
Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo were both All-Stars. There were real conversations around the All-Star break that maybe Brady Singer, if he wasn't on the Royals, he had a case to maybe be an All-Star pitcher as well. That's how good he has been this year. Last night was not acceptable. You can't have a blow-up inning like that. Hopefully they get a bounce back from their other two pitchers in this series that we view in high regard against Minnesota. But I think sometimes like nobody, you know, you're supposed to come on and freak out or whatever, but unrealistic expectations at times is all I'll say. I mean, I don't know if this is just overall the frustration from the bullpen stuff carrying over and out of the starting staff. But the reason why the Royals are in the position they are in today is because of Reagans and Lugo and Brady Singer.
And that's like some of it is just the misinformation. Yes, you're right. He has a worse ERA against playoff teams. He has been terrible at Target Field overall. I think he's had 6 career starts there and an ERA north of 10. So again, all of those things are factually true, but that shouldn't mean you just erase what the rest of his season has looked like. Last night was lost because of Brady Singer. But the reason why, let's say, and they're still in a playoff spot, but the reason why they trail the Guardians in the division is not Brady Singer. Last night's game was probably the single biggest reason they lost that game was Brady Singer's second inning. But over the course of the season, if I had to rank out the 20 biggest reasons why they don't lead the division, let's just say that because they're in a playoff spot. The 20 biggest reasons they're not ahead of the Guardians, so 5 games better than they are. Brady Singer's not in the top 20 for biggest reasons why they're not. Maybe, I mean, certainly is for why they are. If I give you the top 10 reasons why they are in a playoff spot right now, Brady Singer's in it. Bobby Wood Jr., Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Brady Singer, right? And, you know, Vinny Pasquantino, whatever. I can list off the players or the reasons why. And that's so I have a hard time because, like, my bigger frustration, more than Brady Singer, who had a bad outing, and I just chalk those up sometimes, is this is now the third consecutive series that the Royals are heading into it, and we know. They know. Everyone knows. This is a big series that has direct, as in the team right above you, or the team right below you, or the team three games below you or above you, direct playoff effects to where you stand right now, and you keep losing the first one in kind of like ass-kicking fashion. Enough. Stop getting beat down for the first game of the series, and then you and I are here on Wednesday being like, hope they salvage one. We don't want to keep going into series like that. My bigger frustration is that. Stop losing the first game, or stop losing the series of the games that we know are incredibly important.
Royals lose 8-3 yesterday to Minnesota. They're back at it tonight. And someone points out Brady Singer at Target Field. That stadium was built, what, since in 2010 or whatever, reason. At Target Field, Brady Singer's got over entering last night, it was over a 9 ERA. It's even worse than that. But in five career starts at Target Field, he was 9.15 ERA, highest ERA in any park he's pitched in. But when you looked at the history of Brady Singer, this goes back to, you know, still frustrating last night, don't overlook the entire year. He had not a lot more than four runs in a start since June 11th. And then last night, he was bad.
That's 2 months.
And the second inning was brutal.
Yes, and I don't think the criticism, and we'll ask J.J. Piccolo coming up in just a few, I don't think it's unreasonable to say to ask the question and be like, hey, why is it that why can't he just shut down from the bad inning, right? How do you stop that? How do you stop the like, oh no, it's really getting out of control inning? That's not an unfair question. He does seem to struggle with that. I'm going to ask J.J. Piccolo that in a few minutes. But I mean, if we're just ranking the reasons why somebody is or isn't in the, you know, having a good year, or the Royals aren't having a good year, just a completely different conversation.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.